Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is the High Hopes Podcast.
High Hopes.
On the Odyssey app and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The crowd was singing High Hopes, smiling through a broken nose. Oh, High Hopes, High Hopes.
I feel a little less alone.
Yo. Edition of the High Hopes Podcast. A sweep, 5 of 6. Everything's fine. We're great, Jack. How you doing, pal?
Man, what a week. What a week. What a difference a week makes. A little different energy this Monday than last Monday. And I couldn't be happier. All is right in the world. And it was a beautiful Father's Day weekend. And man, I just... Every single time it's like, there they go. This is where they fall off. They seem to reel everyone back in. So what a weekend of baseball. And it looks like they ain't dead yet. Don't put that nail in the coffin on some of our favorite players just yet. They might still have a little bit of juice left.
How about it? What a thrill that weekend was. A Father's Day present for all of us. A nice, easy win. What a thrill handling it. Blue Jays team that came in hot. Like they won 12-14 or something like that coming in. So awesome to see. Of course, High Hopes, sponsored by Miller Lite, official partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Tastes like Miller time, Philadelphia. Celebrate responsibly. And speaking of Miller Lite, before we dive into a great weekend of Phillies baseball, maybe some... less, dour podcasting than the last pod we did. Some excitement, maybe. Here's some real excitement. Thursday night, Juneteenth. We are going to be out, hanging out. We're going to Ladder 15. It's in the city. Coming out with us. It's Thursday night game, 6:40 start. You know, it's an early game. You won't get home too late. I'm off work the next day, so you're getting some full Celts action. I'm going to be bringing it. No complaints about waking up. Just... give me some Miller Lights. Like, I'm ready to freaking hang. It's going to be awesome. Ladder 15 in the city, Thursday night, coming out with us.
And it looks like it's going to be Chris Sanchez on the mound. So, you know, the nice part about checking the Phillies schedule every day or like every upcoming series is like, hey, I'm probably going to see one of the best starters in baseball. Be able to make his rounds. This starting staff.
We're worried about a Taiwan day. We're like, oh, is it going to be a Taiwan day?
Even Taiwan days this year haven't been too bad out of the rotation. Bullpen leaves a little bit to be desired. But, dude, this rotation is such a joy. And it's actually, I think we're currently maybe taking them for granted when talking about the future of this team or even just this year. I mean, they could walk into a playoff series. They're going to walk into every single playoff series with an advantage on the mound. And that is it's not nothing. And it's not like they're giving them 4 or 5 innings. I mean, these guys are going deep into games and they are dominant. And all these guys look like they are rounding into form, I guess, at the same time, which makes it even that much more exciting.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, we've talked a lot this year about Wheeler, Luzardo, and Sanchez at the top, and obviously lamented the Nola stuff, and we'll get into the Nola updates. You know, who knows if we'll see her in Nola, but you know, it's time to give Rangers some more credit. I mean, another one, seven shutout. He's been basically since that first start where he stunk, he's been the best pitcher in baseball, not named like Paul Skeens, essentially, since that moment. And Scooble's up there too, but a 1.16 ERA since that first start. I mean, he's been absolutely brilliant. We are seeing the Ranger that we saw for the first half of last season before the back injury, you know, that 10-0 or 9-10-1, whatever he was. I mean, he's that guy again. You put that and this together, I mean, you're almost at you're getting close to a season of being one of the best pitchers in the sport for Ranger.
Yeah, and he's back in that mode where it's just like pitching. And I know that it sounds simplistic, but that's what he's doing. I mean, he's pitching. He's keeping guys off balance. His command is back. The biggest question is, of course, is he going to be able to hold up? I mean, that's always been the Ranger, you know, conundrum is he going to be able to hold up? But you keep watching him. He keeps going out there. He keeps saying, are we sure? Are we sure we don't want to just pay him and make sure that we keep Ranger Suarez around? It's, you know, and with what's happening with Nola, I don't think this means like his career is all of a sudden in jeopardy. You know, it seems like a weird just season for him with this, whatever happened with the stress fracture. That was first
it's
a
like
stress
the,
reaction.
The 10 years of no injuries. It's all coming back now. It's like, oh, you've been super healthy for 10 years. We're just going to pummel you right now, pal.
Yeah. And they do have a plethora of starters. I mean, I was thinking like, all right, is he changing the equation here to where they should just pay him? And I mean, if you go through it, Wheeler apparently really only has two years left.
I mean, that changes the equation. And you read that article, and we'll get into it more, but the Matt Gelb article on The Athletic, I mean, it's like you hear it and you're like, oh, he's probably not serious. I mean, you read that article, it feels like he's retiring after 2027. Like, they were like, everyone's trying to change minds. Like, nope, shut up, I'm out, it's done. Like, pretty crazy.
He seems pretty steadfast, too. Yeah, he seems pretty steadfast. Yeah. Now, I have already started thinking about, all right, well, what if he pulls a Clemens and comes in halfway through the year if we need a little bit of a jump? I believe him right now. I do. James, I just can't, in the history of baseball, I mean, is Koufax the one that left truly on top? And not that Zach Wheeler is Koufax level, but I struggle to find starting pitchers in the history of baseball, let's say he's pitching how he is now, that leave at the top. Football happens all the time. I mean, we see it with football. We see it sometimes with other sports. It would be so rare if a guy is still pitching as well as Zach Wheeler is pitching right now. And especially with how guys like him, you know, he compares, I think, to Scherzer. I think he compares to Verlander. Compare to these guys that were able to pitch into their 40s at a semi-decent clip. I mean, didn't Verlander win the Cy Young at 39 off of a Tommy John, which is pretty insane? I struggle to find the times in history that's happened. But again, as of right now, he seems pretty steadfast. And I do wonder if that changes their plan here with Ranger. Now, on the contrary, you have Wheeler 2 years. You still have the Nola contract. You have the Sanchez contract. And then you have Abel, Painter, Luzardo. I mean, it's still seven guys. It's still a lot of guys to where he probably is still not going to be here after this year.
I agree with you. I would bet pretty heavily that he's not a Philly after this season. But and look, it's one of those things where, to your point, where you keep saying, and I'm with you, every start makes me think more and more, oh, you know what? I mean,
Let's
guy go. I mean, he'd be a lifetime Philly. I mean, think about it. He's in Philly since he was 16 years old. It's one of those things where it's hard to think about saying goodbye to Ranger, much less the playoff performances. There's a bunch of things you can point to, how consistent he is, all this stuff, just the way he goes about his business. Like, he's someone you think, like, that's a lifetimer. Like, you want that guy here forever. But with each start, too, he's also probably making himself more money. You know, I mean, it's one of those things where it's, you want him to pitch well, and you also are like, yeah, but not too well. But
yeah,
it's creating a real, it's a fascinating situation. To your point, Jack, much less in all baseball, you just talked about someone like Wheeler. Like, when does someone step down when they're that good? When has a Phillies pitcher been this good? And we'd be like, well, not re-signing him. Like, it's such a strange situation that they're in.
Yeah, I mean, besides like the doldrum days where they, what, Schilling was, yeah, like this is a,
yeah,
totally,
I'm talking
different
about like a good, yeah, you want to win. And, yeah, I know. Exactly. Yeah,
I know. And it actually, now again, hindsight's 2020. It makes me more mad about paying Nola. I mean, yeah, that's where it keeps going back to. But then, you know, last year Nola was fine and Ranger wasn't. So, you know, it all usually evens itself out. But yeah, it seems like they're just going to let a guy who has the ability to be one of the 10 best pitchers in at least the National League, no doubt about it.
Stretches without a doubt, you know.
They're just going to let him walk through out the door because they have a plethora of starting pitching. I mean, and I don't. The one thing I keep thinking about, and I don't think it's going to happen. But he also could really help them at the trade deadline if they know they aren't going to pay him. And he's pitching this well. Now, you have to feel pretty good about Nola. Abel still has to be pitching very well. I don't really want to trade Ranger because I think he gives them the best chance to help win a World Series this year. But at the same time, if those guys are pitching well, Nola on the way back, he's probably going to walk. I do wonder if it enters into their brain about, okay, well, what if we can get a real legit, like a, and it also has to find a perfect match, James. It's not like, yeah, you can just, a rebuilding team's not trading for, most likely not trading for Rich Suarez.
Team trade, which is so rare in baseball. Yeah. But like, I think that's the type of trade you'd have to kind of look out, right? Because to your point, what contender has a bat they want to get rid of for a starter? You know, it's like everyone wants a starter, sure, but they're not trading from the team they're trying to win with right now. You'd have to find, like, to your point, the like just this unbelievably perfect match, or find a three teamer that come up.
Yeah, I have no idea. I have no idea, but I just finding a way to maximize whatever they have here with Ranger is really going to be a fascinating watch. They could be really creative at the trade deadline. I mean, they it could be a really, really fascinating trade deadline, especially what we saw up in Boston yesterday. You know, they might be ready to sell off some pieces.
Yeah, I mean, and like, you know, they do have guys who would fit, you know. I mean, Ben Davis, when he was asked what player in the all of baseball does he want the Phillies to trade for, he mentioned Duran, you know. Wow. Who makes sense as a center field fit and all that. He's got like 3 or 4 years left of control left. Like, that's a name that makes a ton of sense, would fit their biggest hole right now, is a great fielder, can hit. Dude.
Turner 1-2.
I mean, it's a perfect fit. And Boston is saying, okay, well, we're dealing guys off. Now, the fact that he has, I think it's 4 years of control left. It's three at least.
I think it's after 29.
So it makes Boston maybe not want to move. Maybe it's a part of what they want to do moving forward.
But it's already been out there. It's already been out there about Durant. Out there.
And the point is if they don't want to, you know, pay the rest of the Devers contract, why would this group pay Durant in a couple years? So it is, you know, it does open it up. I mean, you tweeted it. I mean, the fact that they look at it and didn't shop him around the league with Devers is like, I'm speechless. I'm like speechless by this. I mean, Boston fans were upset when they had Chaim Bloom, who, you know, restocked them up pretty good. You know, I can't imagine what they're saying right now. I mean, oh my God. Like, after losing Mookie, it's just.
Dude, they lost Xander. They lost Xander, Devers, and Mookie in the last.
Just won them a freaking title. Five years? Here we were like, we waited too long with our guys when we win titles. Here they're like, clip them. It's crazy.
Get them out. Yeah, no, it's I can't wait to listen to Boston Sports Radio on my way home. Buddy. I'm gonna be locked in. It's crazy, man. And I think actually the one thing it does make me feel better about is I think they must be pretty well. If you believe the reports that they didn't shop them around, I can't get mad at the Phillies. But it does make me feel better about how they feel about re-signing Kyle Schwarber, because we have a DH. I mean, we have a DH, and Devers is great, but at the same time, it's there's still 9 years left on that contract that they got out from under, and he's He's pretty much only a DH now. Now he's an unbelievable bat. I mean, he's a top 10 hitter, I think, in the sport.
Yeah, and he's 28. So,
and he's 20.
Still some good baseball in front of him.
Dude, I cannot believe that Devers is already 28.
I like, know, dude. What? I know. I feel like he was 23 like yesterday. And I was talking about, I think I did though, like under 25. If I was going to bet on someone to get 3,000 hits, he'd be the guy, you know?
Yeah. It's crazy. It's the time. Hey. Time flies. I don't know if you heard that before.
Tell me, big dog. Jeez.
You don't have to tell you.
I got a six-year-old.
Yep. So, yeah, I think it makes me a little bit better about where they're at with Schwarber. They're probably pretty confident they're going to be able to re-sign him. That also factors into the Ranger thing. It's like, well, are we really going to pay Ranger when we're going to pay? And when we're going to have to extend JT. Come on. What do you think? Had a good weekend. Started to go the opposite way. Sorry to go the opposite way, using the whole entire field. Resign everyone. What do you think?
Sure.
What do you think?
Why not? Yeah, what could go wrong?
I wonder if there would be a
ring. It was the daycare. Eventually, it's going to turn into the old folks home over there.
Yeah, that's what we do. That's what we do. And given the amount of kids that the Phillies have,
that's true.
It's a real daycare over there. It's a real daycare. It's unbelievable how many kids the Phillies have. It's ridiculous. And we're big dad guys. So
We're in. It's just, it is wild. I mean,
I don't think I've ever seen a Phillies team with this amount of kids. Like the 08 team didn't have this amount of kids.
No.
There's a lot of kids, man. It's a lot of kids. Good stuff. I do wonder about like a starting package with Ranger and Duran as like the headliners.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's just a question of if the Red Sox care about winning, which it seems like they
just
don't.
Paid Crochet though. So like,
it's so strange, but more that like, that's the thing with the Ranger trade that is so fascinating in that Boris is his agent. He's going to the market. So if you're a team trading for him, like the Red Sox, you know, you really have to either feel incredibly confident that you're going to sign him, which is hard to do, or it means you're trying to compete this year. Right. Because what's the other point? And then you're trading Duran. So it's just to the point you made before, it feels like if they train Ranger, it has to be a three-team deal, or it will likely be a three-team deal. And those are just really rare. Like you really rarely see three-team deals in Major League Baseball. So if I had to bet, I would bet that they won't trade Ranger, but I agree with you. It's something like that. They have to put all this stuff on the table. They have to.
Oh, especially because getting another bat in here is imperative. I mean, it was a good weekend. I think they've certainly stabilized. And I think one of the most important things that happened this weekend, hopefully, is because I have this fear with Bryce that he's going to try to rush back as fast as possible. Could try to get back for the Met series. I mean, just like a hero's return. I want Bryce to be as healthy as possible. And what stinks about that is that I think he knows, right, that he's now in his 30s. These counting stats are going to matter when it comes to Hall of Fame. I'm dying to get him to 500 home runs, but for this team to be at their best, Bryce has to be at his best. And I just hope that this weekend, I think the biggest thing that hopefully happened this weekend is he saw how they played and he said, all right, because I think that's what happened after the Brewers series, James. I thought that after the Brewers series, they got swept and he said, I got to get back. They need me. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that mentality. I do, because I think that, you know, I want a guy who wants to get out there, but we have to be smart about this thing. I mean, the fact that we've talked about a million times, he had the wrist injury at the end of last year and didn't recover for 2.5 months without swinging a bat. They can tell me all the once about all they want about how he's fielding ground balls right now. Great. But he hasn't swung a bat. And that seems to be the huge issue with him is not being able to swing the bat. So I hope that this weekend was a good. And now they go down to Miami. I know it's a dead place walking, but just go down there and take care of business. And while the Met series is great, and I obviously want them to go in and compete and win the series, it is June. It is June. And I if they can get him through the All-Star break, I'd feel much better about the future of this season for Bryce.
Yeah, I feel exactly the same way. And I don't think there's, you know, there aren't many Phillies fans who want Bryce to rush back, no matter how deficient the lineup looks without him. Speaking of which, though, let's just talk Otto here, because I do think that's the natural thing. You know, I think that it's hard to think that this guy hasn't earned a shot to have more playing time with this team, especially the way the lineup's been, the way this guy's played, the spark he's added, the four-hit day, you know, the whole thing. But he's never played left field in his life, ever. And, you know, he's not going to play third or first, most likely, when Harper's back, you know, unless they move Harper. But again,
no.
With this arm thing, it's like, just let's not mess around with any of that stuff. What do you think of the, and look, look, to your point, if they can get Bryce to stay out longer and rest it up, you know, this is a, they get more time to figure this out. But look, to your point, I mean, Bryce could come back sooner. You know, if he starts swinging, we know Bryce could try and get rush his way back, whatever. What do they do without Okemp? I mean, he's better than Weston Wilson. We know that, but can he play left field? Do you want him not playing every day if he can't? Like, what's the Otto Kemp thing in your mind?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Second base. Whoa! I want him to play second
Whoa!
Base.
I mean, that'd be easier for him than left field, obviously. I mean, played third base, he could play second, you know, you'd think.
Yeah, he's not going to be
double play. Turning a double play is the first thing you think of, is like, can he do that? But
it's not going to be fleet of foot. It's not going to be like Stott. Stott's an unbelievable defensive second baseman. But, you know, with the way Kepler is slowly starting to heat up, I think he's starting to drive the ball, which is nice.
Yeah. Like, that homer, that was one of the bigger hits of the season.
He does is hit big home runs. I mean, off of Mason Miller. Yeah, I mean, this guy's a prime time player. He's getting ready for his Jeff Jenkins moment in the postseason. We're going to trade for a real left fielder. Come on, man. Come on. Pop off the bench. We take that from Kepi. But it slowly but surely. Now, it was a lot of like 1-for-4s with the ball ripped off the wall. But he had a couple hits yesterday, which was good to see. So Kepler maybe finding his footing here. Certainly looks more comfortable. Like, just looks like it's slowing down from a little bit. I hope that this is the turnaround. Bohm is obviously playing too well.
Much better.
I didn't know he had a 433-foot home run in his bag. I would certainly like to see
when he
more
turned
of that.
On that ball. I was like, who is that? That looked awesome. Yes. Like,
it wasn't a wall scraper.
Cool.
Yeah.
No, he crushed it. Pulled it.
Come on, Bomer. It's like year 6 of pleading for this. It's It's borderline insanity by this point.
But to your point, I do think, and because we've been really down on him, and rightfully so, like I don't pull any of the punches we've thrown, but you know, it's an extended streak. If he is hitting well, and even if he doesn't have the power, like he's not, we've called him a zero. I think he's probably moved past zero status. He is not the player I want him to be, but you know, I'd much rather Boehm up than Stott or Realmuto or any of these other guys who were, you know, the center fielder, whoever it may be, you know, so, you know, he deserves some credit for that.
Yeah. Off of zero. Currently he's off zero watch, yeah, but
I think he's off zero watch.
As because we, listen, I'm not moving him off zero watch for a bunch of singles. We're starting to see more driving the baseball and some clutch hits. Now, if there's not a runner on first base, he will not ground into a double play. So in second and third, I feel pretty good that he's going to, you know, flip one into the outfield. So that's really important. He has responded well because I did say on WIP that he changed his number and no one seed yet. He changed his number to 643. Come on, man. It was a good one. And he's responded very well. Thank you. Thank you. But he's responded very well since me joking around about changing his number to 643.
Good. It's good.
But and I'm good. Like I want him to be good. The Phillies are better if Alec Boehm's good. It's the Stott thing. And it's so much weak contact. It is like he worked along at bat yesterday.
He saw 35 pitches and didn't get a hit, but yeah.
I know. There is
he saw 35 value. Pitches.
There is value to that, but it's just
a lot of pitches. You know, it's a lot of pitches.
I don't know how many more weak fly balls to the left side a human being is supposed to take. So that's the one I'm monitoring. I'm monitoring Kemp at second base, and it allows Sosa to continue to be an unbelievable role player, which I think he is. But I Kemp, it's a lot of singles for Kemp as well. You know, yeah. I think he's had one double. So he obviously has to keep it going, but that's the one I'm looking at. And maybe and left field, you can mix him in, I'm sure, you know, and it sounds like Stott's going to be permanently on the bench, but with the way that Stott is currently playing, even with the value he brings defensively, I just think that could be a position that no one's really talking about. Otto Kemp playing second.
So elaborate on Stott though, because it clearly sounds. I mean, just to suggest that how concerned are you? Because it felt like coming into the year, I think all of us, when we heard about the injury and the way he talked about it and how it restricted him and how he was thinking about it all the time, it was such a clear. That's the reason. There we go. Like that's the reason we didn't see the guy we expected to see. And he looks like exactly the same hitter, exactly mm-hmm. the same guy he was last year. How concerning is this for you? As we've both been Stott believers, you know. How concerned are you?
Because he's a good ball player, man. Like he's a what he does defensively when he does get on the base. Like I think he's a smart baseball player. It's just he might be a non-impact bat, and it's a real bummer because I genuinely love Bryson Stott. I want him to be good, but I feel like we are more. I think there's a disconnect between who he is and what people think he is. Like he might just be. I still refuse to believe he is a 245 hitter. I just refuse to believe that. But the longer this goes on, I don't know what other conclusion to draw from that he's not the long term answer at second base, and that opens up the path for more of a platoon there. For as long as it takes for him to maybe figure it out, or maybe he just won't figure it out, and it's just this is what it is. But I think the conversation of it is what it is, and this is who he is certainly more prevalent now than at any time in his tenure as a Philly.
Yeah, it is starting to get really concerning, especially without any sort of improvement after the injury thing. It's you kind of throw that out the window as an excuse. And to your point, he feels like a ball player. It feels like he's a winning player. You know, just watching him every day, it feels like he's a winning player. But
you have to produce. I mean, you just have to produce. I don't know what to tell you.
You know, yeah, exactly. At a certain point, you just have to. You have to get some hits. You have to get on base. You have to have a touch of power. You have to be able to, make some impact plays outside of your defense. And I'm with you that and the base running. So,
I mean, what is he down to now? I mean, he's down to
30 or something like that.
Is he? He's hitting 236.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, I knew he was in that general range. I mean, that's so bad, dude.
And if you look at the Savant, like his Savant page, it's It's like cold as ice.
It's all blue.
The Rockies haven't even been that blue a competing can, but like, you know, like the nothing is as blue as Bryson Stott's baseball savant page. It's thanks. I mean, I want him to be good. I love Bryson Stott, but man, I don't know with the way that Kemp's playing, again, left field, I hope Kepler kind of ticks off here. If he can play some left, play some second base, start four times a week, as long as he's continuing to hit, I think that's a good outcome.
Yeah, it's a shame, but that's starting to feel like what it is. And look, to be fair, and it was his first year, but if we remember in 2022, he started horrendously. First month and a half was a...
Sent him to AAA.
Yeah, and then came back and was a damn good hitter for the rest of the season. So, like, you know, he has had a slow first half and a good second half before, and that's what you hope for. But, yeah, it's starting to get to the point where it's been so long since we've seen him be that hitter. It's hard to see it, you know?
And it's just like when he goes off a cliff, he goes off a cliff. I mean, he was batting .294 at one point this year, I believe. And now he's down to .236. That's a huge drop off. I mean, a ridiculous drop off.
Yeah, it's massive. And guess what? The eye test backs. It's exactly what it feels like. It feels like he never gets it.
So, dude, I feel like he's got a hit in a month. Like he hit that ball yesterday.
It's like close to the warning track. It wasn't even the warning track. And I just knew it was no chance. I'm like, well, that's now. Like, because he hit it.
Well, let's talk about the one later in the game when it looked like he was going to hit it up the middle. And I was like, there's a base hit. And then the shortstop like did a little bunny hop to grab. And I was like, damn it.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy how soft the ball comes off his bat. Wherever he hits it to, however he hits it, it is. Yes. It's alarming.
You could say that.
Yeah. Flip side, though, Brandon Marsh has been decent.
All right. Ever since I put these guys on zero watch, by the way.
Yeah.
So Marsh was labeled a zero. Kepler labeled a zero. Bohm labeled a zero. All three of them heating up. Now, let's get the RJ out of the way, the reverse jinx. Stotts is zero, 100%. Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. And he's not leaving zero watch for the remainder of the season. So you're welcome. But yes, those three currently doing well off of zero watch, which is important for this team.
Yeah. Yeah. We need guys to respond to the zero watch and, you know, migrate their way towards, you know, actual full numbers would be really important. You know, I'll even take like a 0.5 from some of these guys at some point here along the way. Mm-hmm. All right, what else from the weekend?
Castellanos had a grand slam.
Castellanos had a grand slam, which was thrilling. Almost had a second. You know, that's nice.
He is the king of the random baseball stats, but you watch him every day. You're like, I don't know. you know, he has the home run stretch in the playoffs. He almost had two grand slams in the same game.
And his home runs look so pretty, too, because he has that big swing. When he gets a hold of one, it really just pops off the bat. It looks majestic. And
how did I not bet on a Castellanos home run on Father's Day? That's my big regret off yesterday. I mean, come on. You know, I had to be there.
I know, especially after he just had the kid this year, too.
Amateur hour by me. It's bad luck. It's bad luck.
Should have known. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Sure. You know what, though? I still believe in you.
So. I wouldn't believe in me. I'm going to be the worst gambler in the country. Can't buy one. I bet on Aberg over the weekend because he killed the Americans in the Ryder Cup a couple years ago, and I've been obsessed with them ever since. So I'm pretty sure I bet on him to win every single major. I forgot to bet him to win the U.S. Open. I took him -2 when he was leading the tournament. I don't know if he even made the cut. I mean, the last time I checked, he was +8. So, you know, again, everything I touch with gambling turns to crap. So I just won't. I may never bet again. That's a lie. I will be reverse jinxing the Phillies into a World Series team ASAP.
All right, Fritzy, let's take Bag It Up.
Smooth transition. No one knows. We just lost audio for
nothing. Nothing happened there that I couldn't hear you for the last 2 minutes. I have no idea what you said, but I'm sure it was really good.
I'm sure it was insightful.
Yeah.
So
that's why my reaction was the way I went. All right, take bag. Let's go.
Yep. So our good friend Bob Wankel and Anthony Sanfilippo had Knowles on the old podcast, and seems like he's going to be out for two more months.
Not great.
No, I just, that's mid-August. I mean, this is a serious extended from one minute sprained ankle into a stress fracture in his wrist.
Stress fracture. Yeah, like what? How? What? He coughed. Now he got sick. Like, it's like one thing leads to another. And the team saying a stress reaction, and he's like a stress fracture. The whole thing is like, guys, maybe we just shut Nola down or something. I don't know.
Let's lock in a little bit. I mean, let's figure it out. Let's figure it out. So that's on one hand, it's a bummer for him. On the hand of watching every fifth day, I feel all right. And yeah, it does
good with it.
I do wonder how it affects Abel at the deadline. You know, and that it seems like every day it's like the old sunflower where it's, he loves me, he loves me not. Mm-hmm. Nick Abel.
Yeah, sure.
Untouchable. Not untouchable. Untouchable. Not untouchable.
Desperately need him. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I think a lot of it is also dependent on Painter's development. It doesn't seem like they want to put Taiwan back in the rotation. So they're gonna, you know, run with this a little bit. But he's getting an extended run here, is Mick. And I thought his last start, he showed some real moxie. Again, we talked about it. But still, it was three home runs. Now, he should not allow three home runs to this Marlins team, especially down there. Especially down there. So Abel versus Alcantara night. It's unbelievable how much quickly Alcantara's fallen off.
Yeah, it's quickly too. Like, it was not, there was no gradual decline. He just Cy Young guy off a cliff.
Cy Young, Tommy John, and then now where he is. Now I think he's slowly starting to pitch better. He like shoved against the Pirates his last time out, but still, you know, it's not like we need to get Nick Mates on down to Miami ASAP to take down Alcantara like he used to do back in the day. So yeah, we'll see what happens with Nola out till mid August. I wonder if it changes plans with Abel. It seems like they're going to wait until after the All-Star break for Painter. Let him continue to work through whatever he's working through down there. Now, he was really good yesterday.
Really good, yeah, good outing yesterday.
I watched a good portion of that because I said, hey, it's Father's Day. You know, I want to watch Andrew Painter.
It's my day. It's what I want. Yes.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So he looks much better. Like, the stuff looking more crisp. Early in the game, he's getting hit around a little bit, and then he kind of found his rhythm and looked like Andrew Painter. Still think the fastball is going to be the biggest issue for him when he gets to the big leagues, but at least stuff-wise yesterday, he looked closer to the Andrew Painter that we've seen. We went, what, like six shutout with one hit?
Yeah, six shutout it was, yep.
And not to break down too much from that game, but Lucas Simms still has not allowed a run in
Triple A. Oh, buddy. Yeah.
Come on, man. Come on.
Oh, buddy.
See you soon, Lucas. See you soon. Yeah. The winner of the most perfect deadlines, Lucas Simms. Finally, we are getting the cook version of him. And then I don't really have much left. I just want to like feel bad for North Penn High School baseball team for one second.
That was so horrible. I feel so bad for the pitcher. I feel so bad for the whole team. I don't blame the umps. Like, I don't. It's the right call. Like, you
I don't think the umpire wanted to call it.
I think the umpire was devastated. I totally agree with you. I think he was like, I can't believe it. But like, that's the sport. Like, it was clearly a balk. It is what it is. But man, Jack, like, I mean, you played, as you always talk about, like, maybe your college years weren't quite what you hoped they were, but you were a dog in high school. You were you played real high school baseball, high level games, big moments. Like, take us inside. What's going through that kid's head? The team. I mean, that's just, I felt so bad for them.
Well, I think what makes high school baseball so special, and like, if there's ever one time I could transport myself back to for one year, it would be my senior year of high school baseball. I don't think that makes me a loser, but what makes high school baseball, and if you senior year and that kind of thing, so special, is like, for a majority, you play with the same kids from when you were eight. You know, it's about eight, little league, and then Legion ball. If you play Legion ball, travel usually takes you to play with different kids. But regardless, for the most part, you've played the same kids for 10 years. And you, in most cases, they're some of your best friends. And like, I just, I feel horrible for that kid. I mean, that's going to be something that he's probably never going to forget for his entire life, and his teammates are not going to forget it. So, yeah, it's just a huge bummer. And I was like, man, I lost in high school in a very horrible way. We lost on a walk-off walk, maybe. But we had a three-round lead in the seventh, and I'm pretty sure I blacked out after that. But
I think that if it had been this situation in the state championship, you probably would not remember. You would probably remember the details, I think.
Yeah, so. Yeah. That's actually shown good growth for me. I once vowed to never enter into the town of Horsham ever again for what Happer Horsham personally did to me. So I actually that's now I remember everything leading up to that, but I think we lost on a walk-off walk against the number one team in the state with a 3-run lead in the seventh. But regardless, who's keeping track? We did forfeit a game earlier in the season because I pitched too much. So that took our record from 17-3 to 16-4, which meant that we had to drop back in the seed. And then we turned from like what should have been a 4 seed into an 8 seed.
Oh, dude. That's tough.
I know. I exceeded my innings limit that week. Is I came in to close out a ball game against D West, and of course I did it. And then that took our overall record from 17-3 to 16-4, and that dropped us from like a 4 seed to an 8 seed.
And see, you're still talking about this, and it bothers you. You see it. Think about this poor North Bend kid. Oh my God! It's that times not a million, but definitely times 100 in the state championship, and the videos everywhere, and the whole
thing. Now I don't feel too bad for North Bend because they cheat by taking they have like 1,000 kids in each grade because there's one high school. So
it's a good I agree with this. Yes,
I mean they've won plenty of state championships. Yes. So this is how we bring it back around to local high school baseball. And then shout out to Tag Davis and Ben Davis. It's talk about like a Father's Day weekend. Dude. That's cool stuff, man. That's I'm gonna start thinking about it every day with Walker and Sutton. But cool for Ben and Tag.
So cool, man. I mean, you spend your whole life preparing and working and. You know, and Ben obviously got a little welled up on TV, but I don't blame him. I probably wouldn't have made it through the interview. I'd be bawling my eyes out.
Yeah. They asked the wrong guy.
Yeah. I knew it when she was left-handed. I knew it was going to happen. A really, really neat thing. And look, they're one of six teams still alive to win the World Series. And for Louisville, like that's pretty cool, man. Like that's not a program that you see, you know, at the top of college baseball every year, year after year, like some of these other programs. So it's a big deal. One other thing I wanted to mention, too, I mentioned it before, but we didn't dive into it. And shout out to Matt Gelb of The Athletic because.
Oh, yeah.
Really, the kind of the like Zach Wheeler, you know, to your point before, you know, I think we both said it before, but I think certainly in my opinion, the best Phillies free agent signing of my lifetime, probably the best Philadelphia, just the contract, that first contract, maybe the best contract I've ever seen signed in Philly sports.
Wow. So you hate Saquon and Bryce Harper?
Talking bang for the buck.
Just interesting.
Pure one fire. Saquon is actually probably that should throw that one in there. For a guy who has become such an important, you know, we were talking about the air today and, you know, Joe asked me if he's above Roy Halladay as a Philly, just the time in Philly. And I was like, I think so. And that's crazy, but I think he is. You know, Halladay, two great years, and then those two last years, you know, struggled through. Mm-hmm. I think Wheeler is a better Philly than Halladay was. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. But yet, until this Gelb article, it feels like we knew nothing about the guy as a human, as a person. Like, he is so quiet and so to himself and so, and this article got into that. It was really neat to kind of see what a character in his own way Zach Wheeler is.
Never works out, which I thought was hilarious.
He's a king is what he is.
He's just he is like such a pitcher and he's such like an ace. That's like how I feel like that's how aces act is they're odd, they're absurdly locked in, they're a little like don't look at me that way right now kind of way. It was very throwbacky to this is how aces have traditionally act for their entire life in baseball. And it's just so fascinating. Like, you know, everyone's doing the little weighted balls, you know, like Kirkering. He's like, get that stupid crap out of here. And Wheeler, what I also took away from it, he's just so blessed with what his mechanics and what his arm does. He doesn't need any of it to create the
backspin on the baseball. I don't do any of that stuff.
Yeah. Well, if I had 97 with that kind of backspin, I wouldn't do it either. Yeah. There.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wheels, you know? So, yeah, it really did. I know there was a story over the offseason about him only having 2 years left, or 3 years at that point, because it was in the offseason. But it really hammered home yesterday when he was mowing down the Blue Jays of, we're only going to have 2.5 years of Zach Wheeler left. That's daunting. That is daunting. And it did make me want to win a ring so freaking bad that I was ready to put everyone on the table to go ensure that at least he gets one trip down Broad Street during his time here. And I don't know if it's going to affect any of their deadline plans, but there seems like there's really going to be an expiration date on the Zach Wheeler Phillies tenure. And if there's ever a time to act, it's probably right now. It's probably right now. So
yeah,
it did make me like, cause I've been about keeping the window open, not trading these prospects, being as smart as you can. And then that article came out, I was like, well, damn it. I don't know. We might have to push all our chips in and really go for it this year.
Yeah, it is. Look, to your initial point, when we first talked about it, you know, it's one thing to say it now, and a lot can change in 2.5 years. Everything can change, how he feels can change, you know, whatever. So like, I'm not saying he's definitely gonna be on in 2.5 years, but that article really, you know, they kept coming back to it, and he kept saying, you know, it made it seem like he's really committed to this idea, and he's kind of got it in his head as a thing. And I think the Phillies obviously would know better than we would about this. The Phillies have had real conversations with him about how serious he is, but assuming that the Phillies believe him and they've talked to him about it, I don't know how it couldn't impact their plans. You know, just because whatever you're doing at the deadline, it's all part of a bigger mosaic or whatever you want to call it, where it's about next year and the year after and the prospects and the money and how much money to this guy and how much we have allotted. And all, there's so many factors and things that go into this. And, you know, Zach Wheeler at the top of the rotation, like if they have a set thing where it's 2.5 years, like you have to play to that. You have to use that information and act on it in a way. So I don't know if it means going all in, but I certainly think it has to change the way they think about it. And to the point of signing Ranger, you know, you have to think like, well, you know, we do have a glut now, but we only got 2 more seasons of Wheeler. Does it make sense? You know, with all these decisions. So it really could complicate things, you know, across the board.
And after Abel and Painter, there's no one currently that interesting coming through the pipeline.
Yeah, Chassé was until he got hurt, right?
Yeah, Chassé was, but other than that, I mean, no one really jumps out. And so, I mean, I think that's probably going to change at the draft. I think they'll probably just take one of the high school prep shortstops that fall, because it's not a great college class and whatever. We don't need to get fully into the draft, but I think they're going to draft a lot more pitchers than they did last year. I think they have to. I mean, they took a lot of bullpen guys last year, late in the draft, in the middle of the draft, but they need some starters down there to help supplement the system a little bit.
Yeah, well, and especially when they've done such a good job with the high end guys and the Sanchez's and stuff, you know, give them some guys to work with and let them go to work. You know, the development group. So I'm with you. I think that. To your point, it's we look at it now and say, oh, my God, can you believe all this starting pitching? The Phillies have never had this much starting pitching. But whether it's Wheeler in 2.5 years, Ranger at the end of this year, that like Abel, what like there's more question marks. It's not like you've just got your set five for the next 5 years and like, let's roll. You know, there are questions that have to be answered.
Well, and they also have to answer, would you rather pay Ranger or Lizardo? That's another thing. Yeah, Lizardo's after next year.
Well, and that's an interesting thing where do they, I'm sure they do, but I mean, they have to get a feel for what Lizardo's thing. I know he's a year and a half out, but if it feels like Lizardo's I'm definitely going to the market guy. Like I want to like, then do you adjust and say, well, you know what? We know we can sign Rangers willing to sign this deal right now, play out the Lizardo. Maybe you could trade Lizardo. I mean, there's so many ways this could go and so many, you know, if this, then that.
And how healthy is Lizardo? I mean,
well, too. Yeah.
Now absolutely. Both have battled injury things, but it seems like Rangers
Lizardo's
more.
Lizardo's 3 years younger than Lizardo, which Lizardo's 3 years younger than Rangers. Yes. Is what I mean.
Okay, I was like, that doesn't sound right.
Sorry, it was bad. Yeah.
Is Lizardo more arm versus Ranger back, and which is easier to manage? Mm-hmm. I don't know, but he is certainly pitching well enough to change the equation.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
One final thing,
I want to check in on this.
Please, real quick, don't forget Ladder 15 Thursday coming out with us. And go ahead.
Yes. Just want to update everyone. Third best record in the National League against teams above 500.
Hey!
So I just want to make sure that's
pointed
out.
Did the Rays get above 500 with the sweep of the Mets? That helps, right? We were rooting for the Rays to win games for this stat.
Yes, for the stat that everyone became obsessed with last week. With absolutely no context.
That matters, yes.
Yes, yes. People always have to find their little ways to try to discredit the Phillies. Now, the new one is... The new one is, well, they can't beat good pitching. As if every team is just like, you know what? Unless you're beating Paul Skeens, I can't take
Kevin Gausman not a good pitcher anymore? I mean, he's good.
They ripped Barrios. Barrios shut him down.
He's a good pitcher too. Like, yeah, what are we talking about here? You know?
Yeah. So that's the new one. I like seeing what everyone's new thing is for why they're not that good. Is they can't hit good pitching.
Just track them throughout the year and at the end of the game.
Whatever made up fantasy they can think about to hate on the Phils. That's all I see is hate.
Shout out to today's Miller Lite bar of the week. It's Buckets in Jengendown. Buckets, that's about as good a name for a bar as I think you'd come up with. It's Buckets. I'm in. Buckets in Jengendown, where you can watch all Phillies games with $3 Miller Lite pint special. Miller Lite's for Phils wins. Shout out to Buckets. All right, Fritzy, 4 against the Marlins.
You live with a split?
Nope. I need 3 or 4, buddy. I need it.
Oh, man.
I need it.
We're back. All right. All right.
3 or 4.
As always, live with a split. We live with a split.
I probably would. We'll see how it goes.
All right. Well, ring the bell is, I believe, shipping today. So.
Oh, buddy. Come,
maybe.
Come on Thursday. You may get a book.
Maybe. They had to get here from Minnesota.
Strong maybe.
Get here from Minnesota.
Love it. All right. Well, either way, coming out, you can the hope of the book being there should be enough to get you.
That's right.
You know what exactly. I mean? All right. Awesome. We'll see everyone on Thursday night at Ladder 15, 3 or 4. Let's do it. And pod later in the week. Until then, he's Fritz and Seltzer.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.